I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you, because you are...
A Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you. You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
In his name, we shall start. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear ladies. Welcome back to a new episode of your own program, Muslim Ladies. I am Asma. I have the honor to be at your service for today. And then, just like recently, we're going to have Sister Zainab with us to help us with some more of interesting discussions concerning the lifestyle of Lady Fatima Zahra, salamullah alayha. Assalamu alaikum, sister.
Wa alaikum assalam.
So it's just a pleasure to have you in here. As you might know, recently we have been talking about the lifestyle of Lady Fatima Zahra, salamullah alayha. We've been through too much of her personal life and how she treated others and how she cared for the right of other people in society. Now, let's talk more about how she used to console the bereaved people and also how she did care about them, how she used to sympathize with other people who have gone through difficult situations and so on.
Yeah, we have been talking about her social relations and how could that be example for us, the Muslim ladies, today. So when it comes to social relations, consoling others in the time of trouble is one of the very important teachings of Islam. Like, Islam puts very emphasis on this, like how to be or how to behave or how to console others, how to solace them. So, you know, and we have seen that Prophet, peace be upon him, his daughter, they have been the practical examples of all the teachings that Islam has been teaching us. So Prophet, peace be upon him, apart from the lip service he could do, would actually arrange food for the grieved family for at least 3 days.
Yeah.
And walking on the steps of Prophet, peace be upon him, following his steps, his daughter, Lady Fatima Zahra, salamu alayha, she would do the same. Like, after the martyrdom of Ja'far bin Abi Talib, she managed to arrange food for the grieved family for at least 3 days. She consoled his wife, Asma bint Umais, and then since then, it became a tradition in the Islamic world and continues till today, like in our societies as well. Today, if there's a grieved family, the neighbors or the other people around, they come and...
We don't leave them just like that.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what came from the practical example. Yeah,
it has become a tradition right now.
Yeah, and this beautiful example came from the beautiful family.
The role models, yeah.
Yeah. And now you yourself, as Muslim women, can create examples for others, the way you behave with the grieved family. Now today, like if someone passes away, what we do? We just go, we just say condolences, or we just, if we are not living near them, we can't offer food, but we at least do a lip service to them. But apart from them, there are many things we could be doing. We could be actually helping the family. If any help is required in the family, we could actually offer that help. So there are many things we could be doing. You know, we could offer help, whatever the help we can do, be that, like, for example, you as ladies can go and arrange food the way that we have been discussing. You can arrange, you can actually offer financial help.
And simply you can be a shoulder for them.
Exactly. That's like the sympathetic, the emotional help you could
exactly,
provide.
Exactly, yeah.
So now... physical help, you can be with them, a hug.
Exactly,
to the, you know, people you can provide. You can actually extend condolences in many different ways. I have seen some of the examples, like wherein then the grieved family, they lose all control, they lose all patience. And how to give them patience. Like, you know, it's very important not to lecture them.
Exactly. Listen to them, be an ear to them.
It's really not the time to lecture.
Yeah.
like someone has lost someone, and like if that person has lost patience, and now you start lecturing that person on patience at that very moment, you can actually show
that. It's not wise, not humanly so much to do that, because, you know, as human beings, when something difficult happens to every single one of us, it's pretty much natural for us to lose patience, to get mad. But we need someone to be there, to be a shoulder, and also to be a listening ear to us. Yeah. And I guess right now it's the best time for us to go for a short break.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Muslim Lady.
IRIB English Radio. This is Muslim Ladies. Sister Zainab is in here. We're talking about the lifestyle of Lady Fatima Az-Zahra salamullah alayha, and how she used to be there for every single person in her society.
Yes, sister. So we were talking about, like, she would console others.
Mm-hmm.
She would be a source of solace for them, and she would prepare food for the grieved family for at least 3 days, at least to the relatives that were close to
her. Pretty much just like her father, who used to be the source of kindness for the society.
Exactly. The reflection of kindness, the reflection of generosity, the reflection of everything you could be, the source of sympathy. So sometimes, like, when someone loses someone, they already are in a grieved situation. So we as Muslims, especially as women, we could avoid lecturing, we could do something practically, we could offer help, we could offer material help, we could offer financial help, we could say many things with our words.
Exactly. And tell you something, sister, as women, I guess it's an art to be sympathizing with other people in difficult situations. And
indeed,
I guess women mostly have this art in themselves, you know, because it's
naturally
it's not an ability that has been given to every single person, because we see it around us that not many people can do that in very
not
harsh,
not just men can do that, so
in harsh situations some people can relieve you, but some others do not even have a touch of that ability.
Here as well, like Lady Zahra salamu alayha, she arranges the food for the family. And then she comes to Asma bint Umais, and then she starts solacing her.
Mm-hmm.
She starts consoling her. She starts giving her, you know, the sympathy.
Exactly.
And it's said that whenever there was, like, the grieved family would lose someone, she would attend. She would attend the
ceremonies.
She would attend the funerals. She would go to the cemeteries, and she would actually, it's said that in the funerals she attended, she would often shed tears, and looking at her tears, Prophet would actually start, tears would roll down his eyes again, because seeing his daughter in the state of crying. And, you know, that this all would attach them back to give kind of show sympathy to the grieved family. So this is one, like, in social relations, we gotta be sympathizing, gotta be consoling others, and our consoling should not be
generally caring person.
Exactly. And our consoling should not be, like, confined to lip service.
Yeah.
It should be put into action.
Just words and nothing else.
Yeah. And then in their social relations, they had a special attitude towards the guests now. Whenever a guest would come, they would have a special behavior, like, because behavior with guests is one of the central and important issues when it comes to social relations, and especially when it comes to Islam. Islam considers the guest to be very honorable, and how to behave with that guest.
And to be loved by God.
Yeah, what kind of attitude you should be having towards that guest. So, like one day a man comes to Prophet, peace be upon him, and says that, I'm hungry. Prophet, peace be upon him, asks his wives, like, do we have something to offer to this hungry person? And there's only water available in the family, so he's not actually able to feed the young man. So Prophet, peace be upon him, turns to his companions and says, "Is there anyone among you who can invite this man home tonight?" Within no time, Imam Ali al-Islam replies, "Yes."
Yeah, so quickly.
We have in Surah Waqiyah to be among the sabiqun as-sabiqun, to be among those
to take the initiative.
Exactly, to be among those who take initiative in doing good deeds.
Yeah.
And Imam Ali al-Islam has been a perfect example here. So he invites this person home, knowing that we don't have enough. So when he comes home, he along with this guest now, he asks Lady Zahra Salamu Alayha, "We have a guest, so do we have something to offer him?" And she says that whatever we have at home right now available is only the food of the kids. But she says, "Don't worry." She takes good kids to another room and gives them water and all and makes them sleep, turns off the lights and offers the food to the guest. And today, in today's situations, we have many better facilities. We have much more available.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that.
Yeah. I could see your expressions like what is our state today? We don't have like just for ourselves. We have more than that.
But we have more than enough. But if a guest comes so out of a sudden, then we would feel like we're perplexed and, he or she must have told us before. We're not ready.
We're supposed to be informed and we're not ready and all. Because we are more formal, you know?
Now.
We have become, we want that show off because we want, when that guest comes and when he leaves our home, we want that person to be taking the impression you came to the best of the families, you had the best of the foods, you had the best of the services. And that never happens.
Yeah. And it's not just that. Maybe it's because we don't even have time to share with guests. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We no longer have that much of a space to share it with another person as a guest to take care of. Because, you know, when the guest comes, you have to be taking care of them. You have to be just putting a smile, though you have too much of problems. And then a lot of stuff's like that.
Exactly. Like I remember families wherein women would make excuses. They would say like if their husband would inform them someone is coming as guests, and they would say, "Oh, why do we have guests?"
They
coming
would go
in?
Mad.
Yeah, go mad. Exactly. Yeah. Why do we have guests coming in? Don't you realize that I'm not feeling well? Even if you're feeling well.
Yeah.
So women always have these excuses kind of. I'm not disrespecting, but just since I'm a woman, I know and I have witnessed and maybe I have.
So let's be not too harsh on women and go for a short break.
Yeah.
Welcome back, dear ladies. This is your program, and I guess we're going to wrap it up right now because there's not much of time in here for today's episode.
Yeah. So I was saying that Lady Fatima Zahra Salam Alayha offers the food that she had kept for her children to the guest and makes them sleep. And
she didn't nag, though.
Yeah, it's a big sacrifice. But yeah. We got to learn a lot of things out of this. And when Imam Ali al-Islam goes to Prophet, peace be upon him, the next day and informs him about the incident, what happened, like when I accepted that guest from you and then this happened and Lady Fatima did this and that. And in the meantime, Jibreel arrives with this verse of Surah Hashr, which verse number 9, which says that, "And they give the immigrants preference over themselves, even though they may be in need. And whosoever is saved from the selfishness of their own souls, it is they who are truly successful." So, you know, Allah shows his gratitude towards this family who showed their gratitude towards the guests because they consider guests to be coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Exactly, yeah, which is so nice. Thank you, sister. Thank you for all the nice things you've added to our knowledge today. And I hope the dear listeners have enjoyed this, Muslim ladies. Until another episode, I just bid you a farewell. May Allah protect you with His never-slipping eyes. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I know I'm waiting, waiting for something, something to happen to me. This waiting comes with trials and challenges. Nothing in life is free.